misunderstand what we trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all of the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hey, you sexy V's. You guys know what time it is. It's Pro Bowl Sunday. Flag football. that I barely watched. Let's just keep it real. I'm Miss V out of the D, and I've got my co-host Greg out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
Oh, it's been an awesome day. Been a busy day. And I can tell you, on the Pro Bowl, I watched most of it, and the NFC won 2 out of 3 games.
But did they take all of the points? So did they get most of the money?
Ooh, well, the winning flag team took the most money home, and I think it was like $82,000. And then
yeah, it was
losing team took home $42,000.
And that money goes to the charity. Every single player that was on that team, that money goes to the charity of their choice. So I like that money is going to charity. So if anyone said, oh, they made this money for playing, no, their charity.
No.
So you look at it from the standpoint of a charity, you know, regardless of what it is.
Yeah.
I don't care who the charity is. The fact that a charity is either getting $84,000 or $42,000, that's a great thing. I mean, I'm going to be honest, I'm actually glad that they did flag football. I'm sure some people would like to see the hitting. But, come on, the Pro Bowl, this is just like, it's a know-nothing game. The only thing that the Pro Bowl, I think, used to determine, and someone can correct me because I can't really remember, I thought the winner of the Pro Bowl determined who the home team was at the
home,
Super Bowl.
Yes, home team.
So
now, with this being moved over to flag football, the players, from what I've noticed throughout the whole day, had more fun.
They had a whole lot more fun.
I mean,
they was laughing.
And it made it a lot more fun.
Because they didn't have to worry about getting injured. I mean, who wants to go out there and possibly end their damn career on a game that really don't mean shit? I mean, let's keep it real. A game that don't really mean shit other than for the team that you're not even on, if they get home field fucking advantage, are you kidding me? I mean, and that's all it was.
So,
it was like, oh, you want to go out there so that the NFC gets the home field or the AFC gets the home field. You know, well, who wants to bust their ass for that? I mean, how about, like, I like that they had the different things. I like that they showed the different competitions. Amon-Ra St. Brown took the best catch, you know, Detroit Lions. So we
Give
it out to the sun god, you know.
And Detroit Lions had their mascot there for one of the contests.
Rory was
there. I saw that.
And how they going to talk about Rory? They're talking about, oh, we think Rory looked like, I'm really going to have to, you know, I'm trying my best not to go out and tweet about that. But first of all, you're going to let up off Rory because Rory got his mane did, and you're talking about he looked like Cat Williams? Seriously. Don't nobody want to look like the little pimp? You know?
Yep.
And it is Rory. Give us, put some respect. Can we get some respect behind our name? You know, couldn't even get no damn respect. I'm glad Rory was there. I ain't going to lie. I'm glad he was there. But that was just some bullshit. I was sitting here kind of pissed off about that comment. I'm like, okay, you want us Detroit Lions fans to kick your ass. You know, we not like the Steelers fans or the Bills Mafia. You know, we don't have that type of reputation. We actually have been named some of the nicest fucking fans in the country. So the fact that you're pissing us off you know, and anybody who think I'm joking, no. Actually, when you talk about people talk about Detroit Lions fans being some of the nicest fans in the country. So I want you to understand, if you know we're some of the nicest fans in the country, you really want to piss us off. This is the D. We will beat your ass, okay? We're not opposed to kicking some ass. We just try our best not to kick it. We got a handful that, you know, wants to show their ass outside the stadium every now and then. But overall, we are some of the nicest fans in the country. And leave the fuck Rory alone.
Yep.
So I went and got my car fixed again this week. And I have to tell everybody this because I am very vain when it comes down to the appearance of my car. And when I say vain, I'm saying that little spoiler thing or wind deflector or whatever it is on the very bottom of my car, this is the second time I've had to replace it. Now, first of all, I want to beat GM's ass because I don't know the purpose of this thing. This damn thing could be knocked off if I hit a curb. So,
oh shit!
I had it replaced a couple of years ago, and it was like $90 before COVID. So, but when this thing came down, I'm that person who, you know, I'm that person that I don't want my car looking like shit. I don't drive a hoopty. I don't want it looking like a hoopty. You know, my car is my baby. You know, I haven't figured out, I've had my car since 2017. I still have not given my baby a name. Normally I name my car. I just haven't named this car. And I think because I love it so much, there's no name that would fit it. You know, like my daughter's car name is Becky. And I asked her, she's like, she just ride like a Becky. I was like, well, I don't know what a Becky ride like. I was like, but, you know, she talks to her. I talked to my car and be like, come on, baby, we're going to get this through. I just haven't given this car a name. And no, we're not going to try to figure out the name. I mean, if I'm going to give my car a name, my car is going to be like, bitch, please. You know, I might have a name for my car. You know.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we are almost same age. And my parents gave names to cars, and mostly my mom was Betsy. And I was like, come on, Betsy, fired up.
Yeah, Betsy was like the name. Everybody had a Betsy.
Yeah. So I've changed my names to where now, since my vehicle is white, it's Snow White.
Oh. See, mine is, like, I've had cars I have had some hoopties. I've, like, called, like, my cars that have fought, I've had the Brown Bomber. My car was not brown, but I called that bitch the Brown Bomber. I was like, come on, Brown Bomber, you know.
Yeah.
And because it was a fighter. This one is just like, you know what? I just call this car Smooth. Okay? Come on, Smooth. We got this going. Because my car stay on point. When I tell you every single day I'm out, okay, that I'm, you know, and I know everybody say, really, Missy? But no, I actually pay a monthly fee. So I can wash my car anytime I want to. So whenever I'm out every day, my car goes, if I drive my car goes to the car wash. I kid you not. Right now, before I come home, my car actually goes to the car wash. Every single day that I leave my home, if I leave my home, my car goes to the car wash. So when I tell you that Smooth got it going on, and we just got the name Smooth. This is Smooth, honey. Because we keep it going. Rise,
well, that's the thing. Anybody that drives in snow, ice, whatever, and they have salt or anything on the road, you need to wash that vehicle within a couple of days of it being warm enough to do that.
Oh, my car gets washed regardless. So how it is outside? Oh, my car gets washed regardless. That's the whole thing.
All right.
I've had
That's
my car
good.
Since 2017, and the car wash is a half a mile from my house. And they actually changed ownership. And when they changed ownership, they did this, like, for the first 2 months, everybody was getting, you got, for a week, for 2 weeks, they were giving free car washes to everybody. And then as their promotion, they were doing $5 for the first 2 months, unlimited car washes.
Yeah.
And then after that, it went up to like $30 or $40 a month. Well, the type of car wash I get, $15, I run it through a couple of times. It's unpaid for itself. So I make it a point to run my car through the car wash every goddamn day. I pay for this bitch. Guess what? You going through.
Bingo.
You know, so my car, it's very seldom that people see my car and it's dirty.
Yeah.
I think the longest my car went without a car wash was I had to go away this past summer, and I was gone for a few weeks, and I did not wash it. Luckily, where I was, it wasn't really raining that bad, but I did not wash it while I was gone. Actually, I couldn't run it through the car wash here, and I tell everybody, yeah, my car don't play. My car stays in the garage, and that bitch is clean. It is clean. And my car wash has free vacuuming. So when it's not real, real crowded, I'll go to there, and I'll just vacuum the hell out my car. When I tell you, people get in my car, and they be like, damn, do you do anything in here? I was like, yeah, I drive this bitch. What the fuck do you think I do? They're like, well, you barely have anything in here. I said, well, what the fuck am I supposed to have in my car? Now, my trunk is another question, okay? You know, because for whatever reason, I feel that when I'm that person who is prepared. If I come to your house and you say I could take some food home, I have containers in my trunk. I have a shovel in my trunk. I have the first aid kit. I have everything in my trunk. I used to have what I call my whole bag. The whole bag has come out of my trunk because my weight goes up and down too much for me to just have one in there like I used to. But and plus the weather changes here too much. But I I found out a mouse was getting in my trunk. So, and when I say I know a mouse was getting in my car because I had a bag that had like one of those little pom pom things on it. So I'm like, what the fuck is this? Now I didn't see no mouse or anything in there, but I was like, okay, I shouldn't see this. So I kind of, you know, when it comes down to, I don't need food in my car at all for that reason. So there's not even food in my trunk, but containers. Listen, I have coffee cups. I have a box full of like the Rubbermaid containers. I'm telling you, even if I go to a restaurant, because I hate them fucking containers that they give you food in. And if I'm bringing something home with me, I'll bring the container out for that. If I'm not coming straight home or I'm going someplace else, I will put it in one of the plastic containers that I have in my trunk.
Yes.
And so that's what I have on my car. I mean, my trunk is another question, but then I also have the cover for my seats for when the dogs ride with me because, you know, naturally my dogs have to get pampered, and I don't let them be all over my seats either. Oh, yeah. But the inside of my car, you come sit in my car, and my car smells good. So people get in my car, they be like, damn, your car smell good. You're like, what the fuck is car good? You know, I'm not
well,
that, when
funny.
You hop in my car, you don't have to move shit around. And I tell people, I hate when I get in someone's car and I have to, they say, hold up, before I let you in, let me move this. And they got to find a space for me to fucking sit. You know what, that's okay, we can just take my car. You know? It bothers me. I don't want you to have to clear a space out for me, okay? I should have just hopped in. You should have cleared that space out beforehand if that's the case. But, again, that's me.
Yes.
I just feel that you should be able to hop in my car. If someone rides with me, I will say, wait a minute, because my purse normally sits on the passenger seat. So, but that's the only thing I'm moving, and I'm going to be moving that to the armrest.
Correct.
But moving my purse to the armrest is not me saying, let me clear some shit out. But what else I was going to say? It's been I've had a really good week like you. I have not had any complaints. Next week is Super Bowl Sunday. Me and my treadmill, I will be posting another picture. I posted another video of the dogs. Today I came home and the German Shepherd was literally on his hind legs looking out my back window at me. So I took a picture of him. He was like, bitch, when you going to get in the house? So I took a picture of him. I'm going to post that on his page. I'm just really preparing for Super Bowl Sunday. Like I said, it's been a good week, and I'm glad that it's been a good week. I'm getting things done to my home. Everybody knows that I'm big on my house, and I will finally, I put the deposit down on my generator. So I will have a full home generator. I told my mother about it. And they was like, my aunt was more concerned than anything. But I said, are you making sure you get in the cage and everything? So around, I said, listen, they come up in this bitch and take this. I said, my insurance company going to cover it. She's like,
yep.
But you really want to go for that? I said, you know what? I said, first of all, it's in my backyard, so you would have to literally break down a fence or whatever. It's not visible to anybody. Only way people will know it's there, they'll hear it, you know, if we lose power and it kicks in. Because naturally it's a whole house generator. I said, but aside from that, it's not just visible.
All right, now what brand did you go with on the whole house?
I went on with Generac because Generac is the biggest people
there
here.
You go. All right, now, is it natural gas or propane? Should be natural.
Natural.
Right?
Natural.
It's
running off of the gas line from my house.
Yep, that's the best way to go. Generac has one of the best systems out there on the market, hands down. I mean, just top notch. And the service, same thing.
So we were all talking, me, my mom, and my aunt, we were talking, and my aunt, she's like, well, how long does the generator run? I said, 7 days. She's like, is that all? I was like, listen, I said, if I lose power for more than 7 fucking days, I'm going to be acting a fool, okay? I said, first of all, this is Michigan. If we lose power for more than 7 goddamn days, it's going to be hell. I said, we act a fool when we lose it for 24 hours and 48 hours. I said, 7 fucking days? I said, don't you think that everybody will be acting a fool?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and she was like,
well,
are you sure 7 days is enough? I was like, yes, 7 days is enough.
It will do a system check and run for 1 hour, what, once a month?
Yeah, once a month it'll do an automatic system check.
Okay. And then... that's the thing. If you lose power for 7, 10, 20 days, that motherfucker's going to be running.
You know, so I just had to, my aunt was, like, really concerned. And, you know, the family is ready. They're like, okay, so you're getting the generator. I'm like, yeah, you know, the generator will be installed in a couple of months. So, you know, that's the biggest thing we're preparing for. We're preparing for the generator getting installed, and I'm having a new furnace and AC installed because I want to, remember we were talking about I wanted to finish up the basement, and I was like, I'm not doing anything until I get this new AC and furnace put in because that would be the last of anything running in and out of the house major because that means I will have the generator put on, I will have had the new AC put in, I'll have the new furnace put in, which means I can go and start working on other stuff that I want to in my basement and not be concerned. I can put these walls up. I can start doing the floor. I can start doing other things because I won't have people in and out my house at that point. And it won't be lines running in and out the house. Like I said, everybody is starting to get that. They're like, wow, that means if you lose power. I was like, yes, I have prepared. If I lose power. I said, if you lose power and our area lose power, and this is sad to say, but I have prepared myself that we're going to have another big red hit. I don't know when, but the way we're losing power here, especially with the way the country is going, this is not a Michigan thing. The way climate change is hitting this country right now, especially like with you guys down there, especially in Texas, getting these really bad cold spells and going without power for the amount of time. We go at least once a year, at least a day without power, normally. I do. So.
Yes.
I see this shit increasing. I want to prepare. I don't want to be that person that's always saying, damn, I should have got a generator. Damn, I should have got a generator. I'm getting a generator. It's actually, like I said, I have an installation date and everything. And
awesome.
That prepares my family. That allows my mother to have somewhere to come, my daughter and my son, period.
And I mean,
and I ain't gonna have to worry about the dogs. I'm sure that I'm gonna be like the neighbor that everybody likes at that point. You know, generators. Let's say something. I want to put this out here, and I know everybody gonna say, "Miss V, really?" But okay, let's get something clear. People would love you that don't know you about certain things. If you hit the big lottery, or you get cousins and aunties and uncles that you ain't never met, money gets a lot
yep.
of people. But guess what? You got a generator and everybody done lost power? Oh, motherfuckers can I plug up my cell phone? Can I get some electricity from you? Do I know you? Have we met? How you got lights and the rest of us don't? Because, bitch, I dropped this amount of money. You drop this amount of money, you can get electricity too. You know, there will be neighbors that, wow, they're outside trolling and I'm like here chilling. Man, it's still at me.
It's like, hey, can I run a extension cord over to your house?
Now what's gonna
just
happen?
To have
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you what's going to happen. And my next door neighbor I'm really cool with. So if they were to ask me, I would be like, okay, no problem. But what would happen with my next door neighbor is that, and you can laugh at me, but what would happen is that they would come and they would just move into my family room because I've got the Wi-Fi and everything. And they'd be like,
yeah.
Okay, we coming in your family room. I know that's what would happen. I could see the people on the corner because I didn't introduce myself to them. I could see them saying, hey, we don't really want to leave the house too far. Can we come down? Oh, I'm going to
yeah.
have neighbors who are going to talk to me, but if you haven't talked to me before this generator kicks in, we won't be talking afterwards. I'm just keeping it real. I'm very adamant about that.
That's it. I mean, you got to think out here, in the country where I live, I mean, I know who has a generator, and I know I can go down there and stay and crash until I get power back up. And the ice storm of 07 was epic here in Oklahoma. And I was without power for 18 days.
Ooh.
And my well for 19 days. So I had places to go just to stay warm. So, yeah, trust me. If I could get a Generac, nice big one, then I would. Now, what we had then was the gas-powered generators that only ran so many watts or power.
Yeah, a lot of people here have them. Like, a lot of people on my street do have those generators because of
yeah.
the way we lose power. Like, I could go down the street and be like, okay, that person got a generator going. You know, but the whole thing, those generators are not safe. And when I say they're not safe, because they have to stay outside your home, and naturally
yeah.
that fear is there. I mean, let's just keep it. That's that one that you can fucking roll away. So people are always like, damn, I want to bring it in the house. And they tell you, don't put it in your house. Don't put it in your garage because
oh,
of the propane. So, you know, so people
yeah.
always, you know, you don't get any sleep. So you're like right there next to wherever it's at. You know, if you got the cords running through a window or something, you're like right there, you know.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I always tell people,
oh, yeah.
I was like, because my mom asked me, she said, why don't you get one? And I have, and I want people to understand, and this is something that the common person can get. It's a temporary thing. I have in my house, and my third one I haven't plugged up, but I actually have mini generators. I guess really backup power. They're not really generators. But
yeah.
when I lose power in my home, I only lose temporary power. For I have 3 hours that I have for my computer and the TV in my office. And I did it like that so because I was like, okay, I told myself, I said, bitch, until you actually take the time to go buy a fucking generator, you got to at least make sure you can shut down your shit right. And that's what I did. I did it to say that where I can shut down a couple of things properly. So when I do lose power, I still have my computer and I had the TV in my office for like another hour and a half to 3 hours.
Yeah.
And normally that gives me the time that if the power kicks back in, I'm not down. Now, after April, bitch ain't going to be worried about that. Bitch going to be like, okay, sucks to be you motherfuckers. You know, I'm serious. I'm looking forward to, listen, April is like a fucking wedding day for me. I can't, you know, this is going to be birthday, wedding day, going in labor, however you want to call it. I'm looking forward to April because I'm like, damn, you know, this is going to change for me in April. I'm going to be like, okay, fuck you motherfuckers. I'm this shit. You know, I'm going to be like that bitch.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, that thing, even with those big generators, they run on gas. They have to be outside. Thing is, they only run roughly with a gallon of fuel, which is unleaded, for 8 hours. Then you have to go out, refill, keep it running.
Kill it.
Done deal. Now, what you have, bye-bye, baby.
Wait a minute. I'm going to get in and out of my damn garage. I'm going to be like that bitch. I'm going to be like, oh. I'm just going to be happy. I mean, like I said, what I'm happy about is that if my mother loses power, and let's say the region, because I live in a different area than my mother, and I live in a different area than my daughter, and I live in a different area than my son.
Yeah.
Me and my son both lost power at the same time last year, but I got it back before him.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The fact that I will have power, even if my mother loses power, or even if my daughter loses power, that's what I look at, that, you know, hey, this is going to be that place that you lose power, listen, we got this. You know, and the fact that I like the fact that I'm going to be able to leave my home. I'm going to be able to leave my home with confidence and not worry about, oh, somebody getting ready to go steal my generator. Bitch, you steal my generator while I'm gone. You a bad motherfucker, okay? Because those are not as easy to take as people think. And on top of that, you're going to be calling all the fucking cameras on my house. You think I'm not going to fucking prosecute somebody? If you get bold enough to come up on my fucking property and steal my goddamn generator, you bold enough to fucking go to prison. Because I'm going to prosecute to the fullest extent of the law. But let me bring in Randy. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Cold.
Oh, yeah. Y'all got that cold. Y'all got that that freezing
vortex.
Shit there.
Vortex, yeah. 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 Yeah, we got that vortex. We got for a couple of days, first couple of days this weekend. Yeah, we had those. But still, we haven't got any snow. Yay. Still haven't got any snow yet.
See, we got the snow a few weeks ago. And
did you get much?
The snow. We got about 6-7 inches. It was enough for me and my neighbor to go out there and snow blow. It actually went like for a 24-hour period. But it ended up being like 7 inches or something total. So we snow blowed a couple of times.
Well, at least you don't have a blizzard. But speaking of that, when's the last time you had a blizzard? Or should I say both of you?
We haven't had a blizzard in years here. It's been over a decade. We've had cold spells. I want to say the worst week, the last time it was extremely bad here would have probably been the winter of 97 or 98. That was really bad. It was, and I can tell you the reason why I remember is Clinton was president, and I mean, it's significant because he actually came into town.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing a visit here to Detroit, and the schools were shut down for almost a week here because of how bad it was. And the mayor at the time, his name was Dennis Archer, he made it a point to have the snow cleared in downtown Detroit and around Manoogian Mansion, which is where the mayor of our city lives at. And the comment that he made, which is why he did not get reelected, was the snow was clear from around where he lived at because he needed to get to work. As if the rest of us were sitting at home on fucking welfare waiting on a goddamn check. Like, we didn't have shit to do. You the only bitch that I get to work. So you made sure that the city cleared the streets so you could get from your fucking house to City Hall, but fuck the rest of us for a week. We literally, my children were in private school, and because my children's school actually followed suit with Detroit Public Schools, Detroit Public Schools stayed closed. We, the parents, because with that amount, we said, listen, y'all better find, cost my stock this fucking damn thing. You know, so we were only, Detroit Public was closed for like a week. We were closed for 3 days. On the third day, we all started making noise and said, we don't know, do what you got to do, get somebody down there to file the fucking parking lot for the school, get the school back open. There's no reason why these kids should still be at home. So we actually were back open, and a lot of people could not understand why we were back open. And I said, for the amount of money that we fucking pay, we had every fucking right to do exactly what we did, open the school back up, bitch. We can't sit here. For one, we still, as parents, we still had to go to work. We didn't get days off work. You know, we didn't get to stay home. And the fact that our children weren't in school, they weren't learning anything. So we said, do what you got to do. And they literally, they got the plows in the area around our school. We, you know, like I said, my children went to a really nice school, so they made sure that everything was cleared out, and we got our children to school. So we were not closed the entire time, but that's the last time. But now, I mean, shit. Even with this snow, this last snow that we got, which actually shut down schools because of the internet, these children will never understand what a snow day is any longer here in Michigan.
No.
Because only a handful of schools actually gave snow days. The schools that knew they were going to be closed ahead of time, they literally said, listen, we're switching over to remote learning for these days. So
yep.
I'm like, okay. But say, you know what? I didn't get snow days, and that's what I try to tell people. My son and daughter got a shitload of snow days.
Mm-hmm.
But, hell, I was here for the 1982 Super Bowl, which was the coldest. It was actually 21 degrees below zero. And I was catching a bus to school, and I was in eighth grade, so I remember it very, very clear. And you think they fucking shut down the schools? Hell no. I was out there catching a goddamn bus waiting 2 or 3 hours for a motherfucking bus to come just to get from point A to point B, and after school. And you think, I mean, I tell these little kids now, I said, you bitches got it easy. I was like, shit. I was like, I wish I would get a goddamn snow day. I said, it had to be really fucking, I mean, it had to be snow. It couldn't be cold. It had to be fucking snow. Deep fucking snow.
No.
I think the whole time I was in school, I may have, the entire time from elementary school into high school, I think I got a total of maybe 5 snow days that I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
That's the entire time. I just, you know, shit, this is the damn Motor City. Shit goes on. So I told my son and daughter, when they were getting snow days, I was like, you bitches got it easy. And then they fucking got winter break, summer break, spring break. I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't get all that shit. I was in school.
We didn't get all that stuff.
So now that these kids don't get this, you know, now that, you know, COVID has hit and they know how to do shit on computers, I'm laughing at them.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to be honest. I have no sympathy for the children. I really don't. I don't think that there
yeah.
should be permanent remote learning. So let me get that clear. I am not a proponent of permanent remote learning. I think children need
no.
to interact. But I don't think that they need fucking these damn school days. But now I will say, if you live in Tornado Alley, that's a little bit different. That's not snow, and you do need days off. And I say that because a tornado is way different from fucking snow. I mean, shit, you can lose your life in a damn, you can lose your home, let alone your life. So that's a little bit different.
Yeah.
But
well,
fucking snow, I have no sympathy for these kids. I mean, I'm glad
yeah.
that, I mean, okay, you go sit here and you're not going to get a snow day and you got a remote learn. Guess what?
Mm.
I ain't got no sympathy for you. Because shit.
Mm.
I didn't get it. I mean, I don't think that they should be out there. I mean, people are crazy and they kidnap children. I mean, things are horrific. I mean, we got all kinds of cycles out here now, more than we had back then. Or maybe they just got worse. Maybe the internet that made it where we just know about them more. But I mean,
yeah,
child abductions
yeah.
and all this other shit. So I'm like, okay. But
so
you know, when you look at the education in this country compared to other countries, and I'm a big proponent on education. Our children are the stupidest children in the world, and I say that wholeheartedly. And people get mad at me when I see it, but I have lived in other countries. Our children are the only children that only go to school 5 days a week, and only go for they go 6-7 hours a day. I mean, some of these kids are in school less time than people go to work. And I say that wholeheartedly because I remember when I went to school, and I can only speak for when I started, I was going to school. In elementary school, we started at 8:45 and got out at 3:34. That was here in Michigan. So it's not like we was getting those short-ass fucking days. You know, we were putting in 8 fucking hour days.
I know what you mean.
So when I hear, you know, you got to be – why are these kids at school at 7 in the morning? You know, this is not the damn country, but when you sit here and children are not going to school on Saturdays, but parents are – and I'm one of those parents, so I can say this wholeheartedly – fulfilling – having all these activities for their children. But how many of these parents are emphasizing education? Because my son was an athlete. He did go to school on a partial scholarship for college. But all children don't get that. All children are not athletes. All children, you know, I think as parents, we have to do better, and we have to really stress education. And that starts with reading at home. That starts with talking to children. My son and daughter would not bring their friends around me because you know how my conversation with these children were, so what you going to do anything in high school? My son be like, don't say nothing. And if they said something, I'd be like, so, well, what are you interested in? And I started early. I started when they were in 7th and 8th grade, talking to their friends like that. And there are parents who did not want their children to come around me because they would come home, and they'd be like, Terrence's mom asked me what was I going to do. And you know what parents would ask me? Parents were getting offended. Why are you talking to my child about going to college? Okay, what, should I be talking to him about having sex? I think me putting that thought in your child's mind that they should be going to college and start thinking about it, you would want an adult to have that conversation. So parents are different. They're not having these conversations. I mean, my son and daughter are very big readers. But we've always had the conversations in my family early on. What do you want to be? Remember when we were in elementary school and they used to bring in career day? They started that
fifth
grade.
Yes.
They would bring in firefighters, police officers, doctors, lawyers, teachers,
you know,
pastry chefs. I mean, you name it. They brought in some of everybody. And I don't think they have those career days like they used to. And they need to go back to it because children need to see what people are doing. And you need to start that early on, I mean, I'm going to be, I mean, you know, I got to throw sex in here. But, hey, if your mom is a stripper, why, you know, bring the stripper in. I mean, I'm envious of the strippers right now. If that is her profession and she's doing it.
Oh, yeah.
I can
have the conversation.
A stripper for career day. I can imagine that. I can imagine how.
But you know what? It's a career. It is a career. And, you know, some people may be opposed to it, but guess what? Strippers make good money. You know.
Hey, come on. Why, I can take off my clothes. I mean, come on. Anybody can take off their clothes.
No.
No, I was a stripper, and I'm going to tell you, stripping ain't easy. Stripping is not easy because it's not just about taking off your clothes. You have to be able to persuade people. You have to – it's actually a skill. It's a skill that everybody doesn't have. I would tell people I do not know how I made a stripper because I look at my personality. I do not have a stripper's personality. But I take that back. I must have because I used to get paid. But you have to know how to seduce. And when I say seduce, you have to be that fantasy. And
right,
you know,
right.
You have to know how to choose your music. It's not just up there about shaking your ass and bouncing it up and down and everything else. Like, I can tell you, like, I am not a fast dancer. I dance, like, as they say, I dance like a white girl. But I can climb a pole. And I used to work the pole. And when I say I work the pole, I was good at soul music. Red Light Special was one of my songs. Shantae Moore, In the Mood. And when I came off that pole, I was paid. And it is something that is a skill, and you have to learn it. And everybody can't do it. Everybody can't take a strip. Everybody can't strip, I can tell you. You know, it's something that you have to, for one, you have to have a mindset. And you have to realize that these are people who, and you got to be comfortable. How many people are comfortable? I mean, I have seen, there are some drop-dead gorgeous women right now who would tell you they would never be comfortable taking off their clothes. So you have to be comfortable that people are going to be looking at you, you know, whatever little flaws you get, you have to be comfortable with your body. I was very comfortable with my body. I was also in college, and I was taking care of two children. But I did it. So that's why I said bring someone in. Burlesque dancers do not take off all their clothes. And I say this because you can bring in the burlesque dancers from Vegas. They make damn good money. I've been to their burlesque show. And I would never tell one of those women, oh, I can do what you do, because I've gone to those shows. And I'm like, oh, damn. I can't do that. You know, because it's acting also. So, yeah, you can bring in, I say you can bring in anyone who is doing a legit profession. Now, I'm not going to bring the drug dealer in from the corner selling crack. But, yeah, why not bring a stripper in? Why not bring the bar owner in? Because if this is something that you're even thinking about doing, you should know what's out there.
Yeah, but burlesque was dead.
Burlesque is not dead. They still doing burlesque? They do burlesque in Orlando.
Well, not my neighborhood.
Okay, because it's not all over. But I'm telling you, when I go to Orlando, I've gone to the burlesque show in Orlando. They do a full dinner theater with burlesque in Orlando. They do burlesque in Vegas. It's not dead. It's about where you go.
Right.
It's
right.
Not something that's sitting in every single city, but it's not dead by no means.
I'm just saying.
They
I just
still
thought,
have it
cause
in
I haven't
LA.
Seen. I just thought burlesque was dead. I mean, when I go to strip club, there's no burlesque. It's just stripping and putting your body in your face and stuff like that. At least it was that way when I go to strip clubs, which I haven't gone
and
to a strip club.
And you got to realize burlesque and stripping is totally different, and that's the whole thing. Burlesque and stripping is completely different. Burlesque is a form of acting and a whole lot of fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot of fantasy where you never see a woman's body in burlesque. You get damn close to it, but it's always that illusion.
Mm-hmm.
So what was you going to say, Greg? I thought I heard Greg chime in.
I heard him, too. Is he there?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. Sorry, I had to go pee. Now, burlesque.
I heard you chime in.
Yeah, now burlesque is, I still have some questions on certain things in that show, and we have not had anyone on to answer that question legitimately, but I still had that question as soon as we have someone on. Now, from what I've noticed here in Oklahoma, if we have a porn star, stripper, whatever, come in, do a show, it is not a, quote, burlesque show. They are doing nothing but
mm-hmm.
a, call it what you want, a striptease dancing, and not a, quote, full show of burlesque.
Well, burlesque is a form of acting, because you got to realize that when you go to burlesque, and I, like I said, I've been in Vegas, I've been to Orlando, and that's why I'm really able to say what the difference is. Burlesque is acting. And when I say it's acting, it's skit. When I went to the burlesque show, and porn stars don't do skits. They fucking go, when they go come places, they get up there, they dance a couple of fucking shows, and they take off their clothes, because that's what they're doing. You know, that's what they do. Burlesque dancers, because I'll tell you, okay, I'll give you a perfect example of burlesque dancer. Nicole Scherzwitz. I'm always mess up her name.
Pussycat
Dolls. Burlesque.
Okay.
That's burlesque. They did the full show. And I will say Zumanity is a form of burlesque. Even though they have their clothes off, you barely, because of the way they do the art, that's a form of burlesque. Zumanity, the Cirque du Soleil shows are burlesque type shows.
It's a form, yes, I agree. But
you know, no
news.
So,
I mean, the original burlesque was comedians doing shows and slapstick and exotic women doing seductive shows.
Mm.
Josephine Baker did burlesque.
Yes.
That's how she got known about the banana dance. You know, so, and she was big, and that's why they expected her to continue to do that banana dance, and she was like, I'm more than this. And that's why she moved to France.
Yeah.
Because she was not getting the respect that she wanted. You know, she had no problem doing the burlesque, but that's the only thing they were allowing her to do, and she was so much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you look at the Cotton Club in New York, they did a lot of burlesque. A lot of the dinner theater, and that's the best way to put burlesque is to say dinner theater, because in Orlando is the dinner theater.
Bingo.
And like I said, when I went to Orlando, they did like the full, each act was like a course for dinner, which pissed me off, because I'm like, shit, I'm ready for my next course, and I've got to wait on this fucking act to end. You know, it gets kind of irritating when you're ready to eat, because you pay for both, you know, and you're like, damn, I got one. So you really, depending on how long the act is, you might be hungry.
Oh, yeah. And see, that's the thing. I mean, the last, quote, burlesque show that I ever went to was in Phoenix in 92. And it was a featured, AVN actress. And, I mean, it was, she would go on, do one show as far as for so many minutes, then come back out and do another, and just, I mean, just, you know, that. And, you know, she did the big dance in a big-ass champagne cup. And, I mean, it just, I mean, I probably still have it. I might not, but I got a poster, a pic, and autograph from her on that. Now, can I tell you her name? Oh, fuck no. Have no idea.
Well, you know,
because
they just had AVN a couple of weeks ago, and I forgot. And I actually got invited to tell you how much I really did not give a shit. And I know, AVN, you guys are going to say really mentally to you promote us. I didn't give a shit. AVN is not what it was. And
no.
When AVN was at the Las Vegas Convention Center, they were allowed to do more. When they moved over to the Hard Rock, you know, they really cut down the things that they were allowed to do as far as what the Hard Rock was allowing. And with them moving to a new location this year, I saw some of the pictures that people have posted, and I was like, okay, I'm all about promoting my business. And at AVN, I was actually losing money. I make more money at Exotica, and I'm not doing Exotica this year. I've decided that I'm probably not going to – I've officially decided I'm probably not going to do Exotica again until probably 2025, just because I need to get a whole lot of things together. And there's other things I have going on that are more important than Exotica. So I tell people that Exotica is where I'm going to go put my focus back in on. I may do AVN once every other year, but it will not be what I used to do. When I do decide to go back, it will not be a big, oh, I'm doing AVN and all this, that it won't be that. I just no longer see the thrill in it. And part of that is probably because I'm getting older. Let's just keep it real. But it's all about business for me. And
oh, yeah.
I've sat on enough film sets. I know what it's like to watch a movie be made. So those things that used to intrigue me, been there, done that. My reason for going was to promote these After Dark. It's not being promoted the way I want it when I go to AVN.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that it won't ever do it. It's just that I could do better at Exotica and get the name back out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I could do better with the billboards I pay for. So I have nothing against AVN.
Correct.
But,
well, it's,
you know,
been more...
And it's more of the clickbait. And when I say clickbait, you know, it's getting away from having adult stars or people in the industry help promote your products to the clips for sale or whatever you want to call them. I've noticed that, what is it, Chatterbait or whatever is a big sponsor now. And since I haven't been out there, I can't really comment. I mean, all I know is that they can't keep a good location, and I have other things I would want to do. I mean, a week out there is a week that I could be out there, but it's not a – unless that week I'm going to make money, I'm not getting ready to just drop the ball out there.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And like I said, they have I've gotten an invite. You know, I'm not even going to sit here and say I haven't gotten. I've gotten an invite. I got the invite to come, and they were like, hey, you haven't gotten your free ticket yet. And I'm like, not going to. It's a lot. And as they say, it's a lot because I also, I feel that my maturity level, this is about business. It takes a lot for me to go full Miss V. And that's a week of me being in four-inch heels, the short skirts, the corset.
Oh, yeah.
And even though I'm getting the body back tight, how much money am I making when I'm doing that? I'm dropping $2,000 or $3,000, but am I getting that $2,000 or $3,000 back? Not always. Mm-hmm. Especially if I'm not doing, the only way I'm making that money is if I'm locking up, if I'm locking in interviews that I'm doing when I'm out there, I make money. But I don't even think, I mean, Vivid Radio is shut down. I think Playboy, I know Playboy Radio is shut down. So the people that I was actually on these stations doing these interviews, they're not there no more. And that's where my money was coming in on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my money came from me doing interviews. And it's just not there. Now, it may change. Like I said, I didn't go this year since they got their new location, so I cannot comment on this year. But I don't see, I may go in 2025. Keyword, may go. I don't see me going back to AVN until 26 or 27. I'll go back to Exotica first.
Yeah.
And I'm only going to do Exotica in Chicago. I stand by, I will not do Edison any longer. Edison was horrible. I may do D.C. if they're still doing D.C. I haven't heard anything bad about D.C., but D.C. is feasible for me. I can see if it's truly in D.C.,
is it D.C. this year?
Feasible. But I'm just saying, I can see that being feasible because then that would be people who, that's an audience of people who spend money. I look at the audience, and I'm not saying the people that go to Edison don't spend money, but when they did Atlantic City, I made money. You know, they got kicked out of Florida, so.
Because
remember, they were going to all the bills. I don't know what the hell they did down there, but, you know, they got kicked out. And people were complaining about how horrible it was. So I look at it from the standpoint that I will probably do, I know my first one is going to be Chicago. Plus, I have to work around my daughter's schedule. You know, if my daughter can't go with me, I can't. I cannot do it by myself when I do Exotica, and I'm adamant on that.
Correct.
And I don't trust anybody enough to hire to bring with me.
All right, now here's a question, Miss V. Do they have a Exotica in Hawaii?
No.
No.
Never
have it. Never had.
No.
Because they have to get it in locations where they did Dallas, and Dallas fought them. That's why they haven't been back to Dallas. You know, they were like, oh, they wanted this. And I always tell people, you have to look at, there is no, that would be like bringing Exotica to Oklahoma. That ain't happening. They don't take Exotica out of Oklahoma as quick as they can.
No.
You know, you don't do things in the Bible Belt. I'm adamant. You know,
no.
I'm very quick to tell people, I don't fuck with the Bible Belt, even though we know people who, the Bible thumpers, fuck just like everybody else, but you do not fuck with the damn Bible Belt.
Mm-hmm. No. Now, what about Puerto Rico, Mexico, Bahamas?
Think about it. They have to fly. No, I'm going to tell you why Exotica is not doing these places. Think about it. You've got to transfer all this stuff. Shipping is astronomical.
Yeah.
Remember, they have to ship their stuff, and then you're talking about vendors who have to ship their stuff also. And again, the Bahamas is a different country. Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory, but I've been to Puerto Rico. There's no space in Puerto Rico to do it.
Okay.
It's too small of an island.
No.
You have to look at where people are coming from.
Well, that's why I threw it out there, just to find out. What about Mexico?
Another country.
Well, true, but bigger cities and stuff like that in Mexico.
Another country, when you're talking about, okay, import-export. When you're talking about getting stuff in and out the country, it's not as easy as people think.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
So anytime you're talking about the Bahamas or Mexico or even Jamaica, that ain't happening. I'm not going to say it's not going to happen because I'm not the owners of that. But I can look at it from a business standpoint. I can tell you as a business owner, I wouldn't be going. For one, I don't even ship internationally because of the tariff rate.
Yeah.
And I know people will say, oh, well, we get stuff all the time. No. If I ship something to someone in Canada, I have to do additional costs on their stuff. And then I have to make sure that it meets whatever the Canadian laws are. So
regulations, all that.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I don't do it. I don't do it. And I've had people get mad at me, and I'm like, I don't do it because of that. Because the price that would seem like a reasonable price to the individuals would be more. But we don't want over our time, you know, we'd be the answer to these conversations. Next week is Super Bowl Sunday, so you know what that means. No show.
No show.
So, I will, and I have not had a drink since the beginning of January, so we probably don't want me on the air in next week anyway, because I may drink. I'm not saying for sure I'm going to drink, but I may drink. So, but either way, I'll be watching again. You know, I don't do football in this show too well. So, everybody have a great time, and we will be back the 19th. Have a great week.
Bye.
Go Eagles!
We should talk about this. Come on, why not? People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex.